By and large, children's need for physical activity has been marginalized in today's educational world and even childhood in general. Children and adults alike live sedentary lives, which result in hyperactivity, difficulty processing emotions, and other negative side effects. It doesn't have to be this way. In today's episode, we are talking about why movement matters and how to incorporate it into your school day. You're listening to the Homeschool Made Simple podcast. This is a podcast to help you homeschool simply, inexpensively, and enjoyably. Carol Joy Side has been helping families homeschool for several decades now through her literature-based approach to education. And I'm Rachel Winchester, a fellow homeschool mom using this method with my own three children. In this episode, Carol and I are joined by our friend and Pilates instructor, Lauren Wilson, who has created a new resource for kids to help you get moving and learn better. Listen in.
Well, I am so, so excited to introduce you all to a friend of our ministry for many years. Her name is Lauren Wilson, and she and her husband, Tyler, are homeschool parents. Tyler is also a church planter down in Moore, Oklahoma. And but what I love about Tyler and Lauren is their ministry for fitness, which is called Olive Tree. Say the full name, please, Lauren, because I never say it quite correctly.
Yes, Olive Tree Pilates and Wellness.
Yes. Lauren has been my Pilates coach for, I don't know, at least 5 years, right?
Yeah.
Maybe longer than that. Mm-hmm. Yes. So we've been through thick and thin together, except sadly, I can't do it with her live, but I'm so grateful for technology. So we have a screen, and Lauren has a ministry where you can sign up to different memberships that she has, and she can tell you more about that. But today, we want to talk about her newest and latest baby, and that is her ministry to children. So welcome, Lauren, and tell us all about it.
Thank you so much for having me, you guys.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, I have just felt for a while, you can imagine as a Pilates instructor, my children's lives with me making sure their knees are in alignment when they go up the stairs or their neck isn't getting hurt when they're sitting funny. But you can imagine how pleasant it might be to be my child. But for so long, I just saw different things, different weak areas in my kids and just different imbalances and different things that I'm just like, their ankles are just not strong. Their posture just needs some help. And then I also at the same time am realizing, you know, they have big emotions and they have lots of irritability. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Lots of, you know, there are times that you're like, what is happening? Everyone is losing it and they need to do hard work. And that will help their nervous systems regulate. And so combining my two passions of, you know, spiritual heart, soul care with physical and health care and their physical strength, I started doing some strength exercises with them last maybe 2 years ago. And just started integrating that into our daily homeschool routine. And it has made a world of a difference for their strength, for their alignment, their posture, their balance, their coordination, and with their moods and their their just their attitudes and their ability to focus and their ability to pay attention. So it's been so fun. And I just thought, you know, I really want to share this with people. I have loved seeing the difference it's made for my kids, and I just want to share it with people. So that's how I made my OTP Kids Strength Program.
So tell us what it's called and how does a person, you know, align with this program? Tell us more.
Yeah. I just called it the OTP Kids Strength Challenge Program because I thought, you know, kids don't want a workout program, and it's not a workout program. I've tailored the way I cue and give the demo and the videos to really fit like kids' attention spans. And so it's, I really try to make it like, here's your challenge, not here's the next exercise. And so they're just bite-sized. They're one, it's one challenge at a time. So it's not like 45 minutes of a workout. Like no kid wants to do that. You don't want to make your kid hate workouts. You don't want to make your kid hate the thought of, you know, strengthening their bodies to be an obligatory task. And so, yeah, I call it the OTP Kids Strength Challenge Program. And, yeah, you can just find it on my website, or it's just olivetreepilatesandwellness.com/kids.
Cool.
Olive Tree Pilates. So that's what the OTP is. Okay, that's really good. So Rachel is really excited about this. As a young mom herself, you're both kind of in the same boat. Rachel, tell me what your thoughts are and what you're wondering.
Yeah, when I was first reading about it from Lauren, I think I got an email or something from her. And I was just thinking, I think a lot of times if I'm like, well, my kids are outside or they're very active. And some of what you were saying and what I was reading on your website was just that that might not be sufficient for some of the strength or the balance. And so I was wondering if you could share, like, what do our kids' bodies need as they grow? And that maybe just, like, playing outside or doing – participating in a sports or dance or something isn't really hitting.
Totally. Yeah.
Yeah, and can I jump in as you answer that, Lauren, to say that the medical profession is telling us that children in America have lost – their sense of balance, that they literally are much, much more accident prone. They're more uncertain and unstable in their operating. And so, yeah. So I just love Rachel's question. Yeah, go for it.
Yeah, I mean, my kids are 100%. We love the way that Carol encourages, you know, to just be outside as much as we can, to be moving as much as we can. And I wholeheartedly agree with that. But then I still see, you know, especially with my Pilates instructor brain and eyes, that I'm looking at my kids' ankles as they are running. And I'm just like, this is not good. This is not setting them up well for not getting, you know, they're going to get injured easily. I can see how, all the way up the chain to the top of their heads, you know, how littlest of things can affect other areas of their body. And so, you know, when they were walking up the stairs, I'm like, your ankles are collapsing in, your knees are pulling in, your hips are doing this weird imbalance thing. You can't coordinate, you know, well enough to run, even though, you know, like we were talking about, they're playing outside. They're doing all the very strenuous things outside, or they're even, you know, they participate in sometimes like a gym style class with friends where they're playing like games that are like physically active games, but that is still not strengthening their bodies in order to give them that stability and coordination and balance and true strength. Rather, it's just really making them physically active, which is so beneficial and still very needed. But it's just like if an adult were just playing pickleball and not also strengthening their muscles and joints instead of just, you know, playing, we need to strengthen as well. And so that's, yeah, where I really saw a need and started just instilling one or two little exercises for them, not a lot, so that it didn't feel overwhelming. It didn't feel like, oh, mommy, the Pilates instructor is, you know, killing us over here with crazy stuff. And I don't want them to hate it. I want them to love taking care of the bodies that God gave them. I want them to see it as stewarding the gift of their body that God has given us.
Yeah.
And so, that's where I could see it with their posture and their coordination and balance and so many things, biomechanics.
Yes. And these are things that we're taught. Historically, like I have an old book. You girls know who V.M. Hillier is, both of you, Child's History of the World. But when JJ was in grad school, he found one of Hillier's books in a used bookstore there in Wheaton. And it's called Child Training, I believe. And in it, he instructs parents on, you know, balance beams and all these different things, going down on one knee, getting back up. Like he, like this was traditionally part of our education, but it has been lost somehow in the shuffle. And it was very intentional. I think back then they were much more aware of poise and posture and coordination. And now we're more focused on just games, like playing a sport.
Absolutely.
Which is fine, but why have injuries just skyrocketed?
Yes.
With sports injuries, it's because children are not fit and they go into sports and people think sports is going to make you fit, but it doesn't. Nope. And it actually is an accident waiting to happen, I guess, right? Have you seen this, Lauren?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely see it with adults. then, yeah, with the intensity of how frequent and, you know, the endurance level that kids are now required in different activities that they participate in, you know, they're not strengthening their bodies. They're not giving them they're not training them to be disciplined and conditioning them with like a cross training. And so it is so sad to me and so difficult for me to watch, you know, these kids just wear their bodies out and they don't know any better. And usually the coaches or the instructors don't know any better either. And so my hope is that whether your child is in a particular activity that requires physical fitness from them, or if it's simply because, well, you homeschool and your kids don't get a lot of physical activity. And though they're outside a lot, they still need strengthening. You know, whatever part of the spectrum you're on, my hope is that this can be a fun and encouraging way for your kids to get stronger and for you guys to do it all together. Because these are things that I do right alongside my kids and I benefit from them. And so sometimes I don't even have to do an extra workout because I'm doing this right alongside next to them. And some of this is hard, man.
Yeah.
It has been encouraging to me and helpful for me even. So
yeah, earlier I was thinking, does it work for moody moms too?
It does.
Moody. Oh, for if you're moody. I was thinking of like Moody Bible Institute. I didn't know what you mean. Oh.
Yes. Hormonally unstable, tired, irritable mothers.
Yes. And right. Right. That is so true.
Yes.
I mean, yeah, I'm addicted to exercise because I'm not a nice person if I don't exercise. Right. I mean, that's...
This is why I became a fitness instructor, Carol. I'm just kidding. It's not why, but it does help.
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I did the same because I told my silver sneakers teacher, he kept having rehearsals for he's in Shakespeare plays, you know, and he was in rehearsal and I would not have class for like a week. And I'd be like, no, this is not working for me because if I don't have class, I am dangerous. And so I got certified to sub because I just couldn't face life without exercise. Yeah. And so I thought, well, if he's not going to be here, then I'll teach the class and at least I'll get the benefit.
There you go.
So,
yeah.
Rachel, how are you picturing this in your life?
Yeah, I'm wondering if, you know, I'm thinking how you talk about in the seminars, like taking a little break, like in Finland, how they get outside for 15 minutes every hour. And I'm just thinking like, you know, this would be a good thing to incorporate in between like two kind of sections of the morning or something, just to be like, that could be a break. Is it a video or is it?
They are videos. Something? Yep. But in the program, I include quite a few printable resources. And one of them is, this is how we actually started doing this. So when we first started homeschooling the Carol way. I wrote down on popsicle sticks like random things that I wanted to use as brain breaks. Mm. And we just have all the popsicle sticks in a cup and we just pull one out whenever it's time for a brain break, whether it's because of someone's mood or because there's been, you know, we just had a math lesson or we're right. about to do a math lesson. Mm-hmm. And so we just call them brain breaks and we have one cup that we haven't used and then we put them in a different cup once we've done them. And so we do one every, you know, little couple lessons and then we do some That's the great. Next day. And so in the in my kids program, it will come with a printable so that you can print out the list of all of these. And then there are some extras that I include on the mm-hmm. printable list they don't need a demo. mm-hmm. And then you can cut them up and put them on popsicle sticks. And obviously you don't have to do it that way, but we found it's so helpful because yeah. then the girls love like, oh, which one am I going to get? Mm-hmm. And sometimes mm-hmm. they'll try to pick certain ones and you have to do it like not looking. It's blindfold, you know, blind pick.
They're cheating. I'm shocked.
No, surely not.
JJ Side here with a quick word from one of our partners. Crossway Publishing has a beautifully illustrated new picture book about worship entitled We Sing, Teaching Kids to Praise God with Heart and Voice, written by Kristen Getty. As many of you know, Keith and Kristen Getty are the gold standard of modern hymn writers. We selected their hymn, In Christ Alone, to be sung at our wedding. I think you and your kids will really appreciate this book. You can pick up a copy of We Sing wherever books are sold or visit crossway.org/WeSingBook to learn how to get 30% off with a free Crossway Plus account. I'd like to take a minute to tell you about the math program our kids have been using for several years now called CTC Math. I asked my wife and kids for things they like about CTC Math, and my wife mentioned how there's one price for all your kids, how easy it is to look back at what we've already covered as well as look ahead to what we're going to cover in the coming year. You get access to the whole curriculum from K-12 all through the year. You can look at it anytime you want. For a lot of other curriculums, you can't get a look ahead at what's coming next year till you've purchased it. And the kids mentioned how concise and clear the teaching is, how the assignments don't feel too long, how he'll teach the same concepts in multiple ways to make sure you catch it, how encouraging the teacher and founder Pat Murray is, and how he presents the concepts in a way that makes you believe you can grasp them too. I can't recommend it highly enough. You can go to ctcmath.com to learn more.
So it's sometimes when we, you know, need, that's just where we are at in our routine, in our rhythm. We just need a brain break. But then sometimes it's like, this is when we're going to do our strength routine.
Yeah.
And then sometimes it's because someone might be having a hard day and they might be cranky or mm-hmm. they might just have a lot of big feelings. So sometimes it's not, you know, maybe your kid doesn't have a problem being irritable or cranky or bickering, mm-hmm. but sometimes it might be they're fidgeting or they're really a tender-hearted kid, and sometimes mm-hmm. they're really weepy. And especially when kids get to be like 9 to 12, mm-hmm. that mm-hmm. age range, there's a lot of hormones, and mm-hmm. they don't know. I mean, you know, as an adult, how it feels to feel so overwhelmed with your hormones, mm-hmm. and you're like, "Who am I? And what am I? And what is happening?" And you can't handle them. But imagine a kid 9 to 12 years old. You know, that is a lot for them. And I have found that it has been so helpful for me to just show my kids that I am with them and I understand. Mm-hmm. And our bodies are affected by those things. And yes. so we can then, in opposition, affect our hearts because we move our bodies. And I think that's how God has made us as one, as a whole person, body and soul. So it's not separated. We cannot separate those two things. And so I really, truly think that movement, whether it's, you know, a small, gentle movement or hard, intense work. I kind of give us a spectrum of that in the program, but whatever range of it that is, you know, I think it really does help a child be able to grow in their stress resilience to be able to regulate their nervous system, whether you're going to tell them that or not. Obviously, you know, sometimes it's just like, this is what we're going to do. And I know what's happening. And I know now why you're smiling. But
yeah,
it's, you know, but it's also sometimes I've found helpful for, you know, my girls are now at an age where I can't explain some things like,
yeah,
this is what's happening, and then we're going to do this. And do you see how now you feel so much better because you've been able to release that frustration,
yes,
energy, mm-hmm, and get it out and put it somewhere. And instead of letting it come out of your mouth, then it's being put into the, you know, stairs that we're climbing or the, mm-hmm, squats that we're doing or the push-ups that we're doing. So
Yeah, because I think either in a previous podcast episode when we talked or maybe in one of the classes I've heard from you, you talked about how everything we take in has to go somewhere and our body,
yes,
needs to process it somehow. And so I feel like, yeah, this is, you're just giving an opportunity to process, you know, whatever they're feeling.
Yes.
And I can think of two of my kids, and one of them is like, he needs to have been on a farm and he needs hard manual labor from,
yeah,
6 a.m. until 6 p.m.
Yeah.
And I just can't offer that to him. And
yeah,
so this kind of helps that kid have this outlet,
totally,
for intensity. But then it also,
yes,
helps my highly sensitive child to have this,
yeah,
place to process, like, if there is, like you're talking about, that more, there's something that she can't even articulate, but that is bothering her, that she feels nervous about, or, you know, because she is empathetic, or she does have a greater, mm-hmm, sense of maybe if something's wrong, you,
yeah,
know, if there's, mm-hmm, a sadness in our home or something like that, then she senses that in a different way. And so it gives that child a way to process that input, output into something and not leave it sitting there. You know, is,
yes,
that?
Yes, that's, mm, exactly. Yes. And amen. Yes.
Yeah.
It, you know, when, yeah, I was creating my Somatic Soul Care program, which is a nervous system resilience for adults, really, and, mm, not that children can't use it, but it's not necessarily, I didn't create it for the children. Mm-hmm. You know, I was seeing how much those things were helpful for my kids. Mm. And I can't necessarily say and recommend to all children everywhere, please go use this program, because it's just not tailored to children.
Mm-hmm.
And so that program, the way that it just truly is just soul care, you know, it made so much sense to me to apply it to my kids, mm-hmm, and to see that they do need help regulating whatever part of the spectrum they're on of, you know, from frustration and panic and anger to about some kind of random situation, all the way down to being super sad and weepy, or even just having a hard time focusing because maybe they're trying to take in the input from a lesson, mm-hmm, that you do. You know, they're trying to hear the very difficult information that they're hearing about history and how weighty that is, that's going to affect our kids in ways that we want it to affect them, right? And it's good, but also allow their bodies to kind of metabolize that through giving them a brain break to process, and it gives them movement and input to be able to release that tension.
So, Rachel, talk about what all of these programs you've been doing. Pilates for how long, and what does that kind of look like for you in using Olive Tree and Lauren's,
yeah,
programs?
Yeah, for several years now, I've done a little mixture. I actually got her All Access Pass, yeah, this past Christmas, because I had some Christmas money that I put together, and she put her All Access Pass on sale, and so I jumped on that. And because actually before we got on, I was telling her, like, I have been seeing her face a lot this morning and last night because I needed to do some breathing, because I was starting to not be able to breathe because I haven't been doing Pilates for a month,
yeah,
basically. And so I can tell a difference in my ability to process my own stress, you know, like,
yes,
My grandmother, she's like, why is everyone so worried about stress these days? And so maybe, you know, we have baggage around that word, but just the weight of managing a home, the weight of educating children, the weight of doing this work with Homeschooling Simple, there's things and circumstances that happen that are weighty, and to be able to just like carry them. And so Pilates gives me a way to process it, even though I'm not mentally processing it, but I'm processing that, like you're just talking about the it's making me breathe, because I have to focus on the breath. And so it's like I'm breathing in a way that I wouldn't otherwise, but can be easy for it to just get pushed out, you know, if my morning routine gets a little off or something like that. But I love that Lauren has like shorter things too. So because I have access to basically all the workouts, so I can go and find things that are shorter. So it's just 20 minutes, and I'm like, I'm a new person in 20 minutes, you know?
Exactly. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, you know, a lot of people feel like they have to do yoga for stretching or for breathing. But it sounds like you're experiencing all those things in Pilates, right. Rachel.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it's physical. You know, it's just physical, and it's strengthening. I first did Pilates when I was a senior in college, I mean, and I just did it for a semester, but I could immediately tell the difference, it elongating the muscle and all this stuff. Mm-hmm. And I had done yoga prior to that. And so I could tell the difference in the way that it exercises the body in a very different way than yoga. Mm-hmm. And so it gives you like way more you actually get way more physical benefit from it.
And Lauren, we've talked a lot on this program about the difference in the spiritual content. And so just very briefly address that, because people jump on here who have not heard past programs. So why not yoga? Why Pilates? And how are they different spiritually?
Yeah, well, yoga is rooted in becoming one, yoking. And that's where the word comes from, yoking with Hindu gods. Each position is to yoke with or become one with a specific god. There's a story, an in-depth, intricate story with each position. And my husband, when he was in seminary, had a professor who had been a missionary in India for a very long time, and had said that the people that he was with in India could not understand how Americans could separate the two, because it can't be just physical. It can't be that. It doesn't make sense. And although I do absolutely understand the need for slow and gentle movement to mobilize and give fluidity, or stretching and just like restorative movement, absolutely agree with that desire. But I actually disagree with the physiology of how the biomechanics of yoga works, besides the spiritual aspects of it, that I disagree with. And that opening us up as Christians to spiritual aspects of things that we maybe don't even understand the depth of. But the physiological problems that I see with yoga are extensive. I have so many clients that come to me with injuries from yoga because of the way that it elongates a muscle and ligament, and that is a good thing. However, when we put ourselves in a position to hold a position in an elongated manner, in a static position, it actually creates a tension in the ligament, because your ligaments are trying to hold on to not let the muscle snap off of the bone. That's the function of the ligament. But then when we're trying to hold it, and we are just sitting in that elongated position, it's actually doing the opposite of what we want. And then the ligaments don't know what to do. And so it can cause small micro tears. It can cause joint malfunctions. That's very, I'm very much generalizing here, but to keep it quick, the desire for mobility and stretching, so, so good. The desire for gentle and restorative movement, even movement that helps us to just be able to process and just like rest, absolutely. Mm-hmm. However, those things can be found outside of that and are much better for your soul and for your body through, obviously, I am biased towards Pilates because I think it's an all-in-one. And and I actually have tried to incorporate those things even into the kids program for the kids because they need mobility too. Now, there's less like, okay, sit and think about something that, that has been painful and breathe and let's say this prayer. Like that is in my somatic soul care program for adults. But there are some stretches and just some mobility and fluidity challenges, if you will, in the kids program. So I've tried to incorporate that in there too. So
tell them how to go on your website, what they're looking for, and then the code that we've developed for our listeners.
Sure. My website is, it's kind of long, so prepare yourself. It's Olive Tree Pilates and Wellness.com, all spelled out. And you'll see right at the top the kids tab, and you can use the code HMS for homeschool made simple. So it's HMS for 20% off of the kids program.
Awesome. Cool. And is that indefinitely? Is there a time factor on that? Oh, great. Okay. So anyone who listens to this podcast ad infinitum, they can still use that code. Fabulous. All right, Lauren. So this program can go between what ages? Just kind of generally
speaking. Good question.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would recommend ages 4 to 14.
Oh, great.
They can, you know, if you have kiddos, like 1 and 2 year olds could absolutely still join in some of the exercises or challenges. But some of them you'll know, and I categorize each challenge easy, harder, hardest. Mm-hmm. And so you'll know, you'll be able to recognize some of them are just super fun ways to get stronger. And then some of them are like the bigger
pushing
kids
it.
Need yeah. some, need mm-hmm. some intensity mm-hmm. here. So
like
4 to 14, but younger kids can still participate. And then once they get to about 14, I usually say, okay, you need a little bit more discipline. Mm-hmm. And not that it wouldn't be beneficial for those older kids, but they could join you doing the Pilates workouts, I think. So
yeah.
All right, awesome. Miss Rachel, take us home.
Okay. We thank you, God, that you are our creator and that you have given us bodies and that you have made them well and strong and able to do so many things. And we thank you for our children and for their bodies and their abilities. And we pray that you would help us as parents to teach them and equip them to be good stewards of the bodies that you've given them. That in whatever strengths or weaknesses they find themselves, that they would be able to trust you, that you've made them well, and that you've made them for a purpose, that you have not made any mistakes in making their body. And we pray that you would give them strength to use their hearts and their souls and their mind and their strength to follow you all the days of their life. And we pray that Lauren's work would be a part of that and that you would continue to equip us with everything we need. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Thank you, Miss Lauren. And thank you, for Rachel, for being here with us. And we're kind of the Pilates do trio. I think we should go, like, on the road, you know?
We should.
The Pilates show. HMS Pilates show.
You've been listening to the Homeschool Made Simple podcast. If you like what you heard in this episode, please leave a rating and review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, or share this episode with a friend. It means so much when you help us spread the message of Homeschool Made Simple with others. Thanks for joining us this week on the Homeschool Made Simple podcast. Remember, Jesus' commandments are not burdensome. What he calls you to do, he will enable you to do. Blessings.